I think this next part of the programme is going to be somewhat feisty, to say the least. And no, I'm not talking about Dame Edna Everidge, who I'm talking to after 1 o'clock. Although, that promises to be quite feisty too. Julie Howell and Lenka Lutonska live in Hertfordshire and have created an initiative to get women empowered and successful in work. Both have overcome their own obstacles to achieve great things professionally. And they want you to have the confidence and the ability to do the same. Rather worryingly, they've brought in a wooden plank, which I think they're going to try and break in half.
That's right.
Interesting way of endearing yourselves to a radio presenter. So you've got the blocks.
You're more scared than we are.
I know. Well, this is a radio studio. There's stuff in here that costs money and that can be broken. You brought the blocks. You bought the plank. We'll do that a little bit later on. You're not going to ask me to do it, are you?
No.
Only if you want.
The thing is, there's something mildly menacing, which, of course, I say in the politest possible way, mildly menacing about having two women in my studio who are capable of breaking a plank. Because if I don't get this right, I feel like I may, you know, be the subject of a karate chop. Is that part of the act?
It's good that you know we've got that in our back pocket, but hopefully we won't have... We only use our powers for good, Nick.
Living with my feisty wife, of course, I know that you have it in... You all have it in your pocket to karate chop me. No, I should correct. She has never karate chopped me. Lenka Lutonska, I'm suspecting Slovakia or Czech Republic?
That's right, Slovakia, near Bratislava.
I know Bratislava well. When did you come over to the United Kingdom?
Well, I came over when I was 19. Back at home, I was living very comfortable life, but not quite happy to go to university as it was expected of me to do. So I came over here, studied to become leadership and communication skills trainer, something that I absolutely love. And, I'm not old, hopefully you can see, by no means. But I went through plenty of experiences that every woman goes through when I was challenged. Can I succeed as a woman? And you know what? I want to change that because sometimes it's too easy.
And also, is there a double challenge for you, bearing in mind that you are originally from Slovakia? Mm-hmm. Did people treat you with any stereotypes, maybe hearing your accent, maybe hearing you weren't English?
Yes, you know, they were. But you know what? It's about what I believed. So initially, I thought it's my limitation. Now I believe my accent is my strength, so that's all good.
Do you know, I actually completely agree with you on that. And I'll tell you why. When I lived in France? I would talk about it all the time. I lived in France for 10 years and I grew to speak fluent French and I still do. And your average French person possibly wouldn't even know that I'm English, simply because if you're in a country for long enough, you know, you perfect the language. However, I still made sure that, especially when I was doing business, that I still had that little British tone in my voice because they love it. And they love talking to a British gentleman. And I wonder if it's the same for you here.
Well, you know, for some time I tried to learn British accent and lose my Slovak accent. You know, never succeeded. And now I don't even want to succeed at that.
I have to ask you, the traveller in me wants to ask you about Slovakia as a country. What's it like? Do you miss it?
I miss it. I go there as often as I can. Wonderful people, mountains, cheap drinks, you may have heard. Yes, all good.
And beautiful cities as well.
Absolutely. One of them, Bratislava.
Absolutely. It's the third time you've mentioned Bratislava now, a city that I know well. Julie, talking about overcoming challenges, you've had your fair share of challenges to overcome as well yourself, haven't
indeed,
you?
Indeed. And I've really been on a huge journey I can just consider myself only halfway through my career so far. I'm 42 now. But in the past 20 or so years, yes, I've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when I was 19. At that time, I was very shy, not confident, not good with my communication skills. For the past couple of decades, I've been a disability rights campaigner that's involved a lot of media work, a lot of public speaking, and I've really been, you know, I'm your Renaissance woman. Now I've reached a point in my life where I want to take that and use it to help other people to go on that journey and just be more confident, reach for their dreams, as I have done, as I'm doing now.
When you say you've been a disability campaigner, what kind of work have you been involved with?
Very specifically, I'm a world expert on how disabled and older people benefit from technology. Okay, very specific.
And in the context of your multiple sclerosis, how does that work?
Well, I run an online community for people with MS that I set up 18 years ago. It's one of the largest in the world, 60,000 members. And through that, I have helped many people with MS and also many people with other kinds of impairments as well and illnesses too, to realise that in the past when you had an illness, geography separated you from other people with it. And so it's really hard to get the support that you need just to get on with your life. So this this is what I've been doing for the past 18 years or so, and it's been fantastic.
One of my very, very best friends suffers from MS. I have other friends close to me as well who do suffer from MS. How would it affect you in your work life?
Right, let me tell you what, first of all, no suffering. There's no suffering going on here. We live with
MS. I have been told this before,
well,
actually.
Well, very naughty.
You are right to
Where's
pick me up.
Where's that brick?
Yes, no, keep the brick on the floor, but you're absolutely right to pick me up on that.
I mean, it affects us all in different ways. MS is that kind of thing. It's kind of a gift in a way. It has its positives, I have to say. Free pneumonia jab and all that kind of thing. But it infects us all very differently. For me, a lot of my senses are affected, such as my vision. So I've never driven, because you wouldn't want me behind the wheel of a car. I would run you over. It would be the end. It would be terrible. But also my my cognitive processes, my thoughts, my memory, that's why I became a public speaker, because it's the hardest thing to do. So I really wanted to push myself. And every day for me is kind of breaking through the barriers that MS might put in my way to show, you know what, life can still be fantastic, and I'm certainly not suffering, I'm living.
The bit that I've never quite worked out, particularly with my close friend, is what part of her kooky, slightly sort of, yeah, kooky view of the world, part of that is because she's slightly kooky, and what part of it is in relation to her illness. I mean, she has exactly the same issues as you with regards to sight, but she gets on with it. It's just her own cross to bear, as we all have a cross to bear.
You know what, I always think illness is a message. In fact, any sort of illness is a message, and the great message that MS brings with it is you don't worry about the small stuff. You know, the small stuff is all still there, but you see well for the bigger picture and what a gift life is, and you just get on with it. And that's such an important message for anyone who's ill, you know, don't just wallow in it, get on with it.
Just made a note to text her later on and say, stop worrying about the small stuff. I will do that. In fact, she's probably listening right now. We're chatting to Lenka Lutonska and Julie Howell. They've created a new business to help women break through the glass ceiling. We'll be finding out exactly how they intend to do that. After Ollie Mers.
Love, Nick Coffer.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Lenka Lutonska and Julie Howell are with me. They've created a business called Advantage Women. We've been hearing about the various different obstacles that they've both had to overcome. In the case of Julie, it's your multiple sclerosis. Lenka, coming from Slovakia, being a mum as well, and you want to talk about breaking the glass ceiling. What is that all about, Lenka?
Well, it's, you know, sometimes for us women, it's so easy to believe the voices we hear around us or voices in our head. People tell us, you know, sometimes it's our loving family and partners, you shouldn't want that. You're not a mother. You need to do things for other people. You shouldn't want promotions in career. Not now. Put it on a hold. It's about buying into voices inside of our head that tell us, maybe I'm not good enough for it. Maybe it's for somebody else. So we actually believe that ceiling is not there. It's all in our mind.
Had you come into my studio, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, that would all have made perfect sense. And of course, it does still make sense. But hasn't it got better? I mean, looking at my friends, my contemporaries are all in their, you know, mid-30s to mid-40s. There's a lot of very successful career women there. It's surely better than it was.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we live in a good times, good times to be a woman and career-orientated woman as well. But, you know, still more than half of the workforce are women. And going on the data, only about 17% of women are in the boardrooms. Rest are men. So why is that? So there is still a long way to go.
Judy, are there any risks in bringing this particular issue to people's attention? Are you not in some ways reinforcing the stereotype by creating a business that is there to try and break through the stereotype?
Let's just be clear that, you know, we're not saying all women, you know, stop what you're doing and become senior managers and get in the boardroom. Not at all. We're about saying to women on an individual level, what is it you always dreamed to do that you've put on hold that you haven't achieved? That might be having children and being a good stay-at-home mum. That's absolutely fine if that's your thing. Or it might be getting that promotion or changing jobs or doing something different. It's addressing women who've got that feeling of, I can do more.
As a dad, Lenka, sorry, me the dad, you the mum, but yes. As a dad, the challenge that I face, and I can speak a little bit for my wife as well, is not that she lacks ambition and not that she doesn't want to succeed, but it is very hard once you become a parent and you get into the job market. It's very hard to actually stop and take stock of what you're doing and what you want to do. Is that part of the problem? Is it a case of just not finding the time to just breathe?
Yes, certainly. And also to realize what we actually can do. And, you know, you touched on something very important. It's also very much about communication between partners, between husband and wife.
We're meant to talk to each other?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Just checking.
You know, because you talked about stereotypes. It's still very much believed that it's a, for a woman, it's a much harder to do choices between career and family. But actually, for women, it should be okay to work as a unit and talk to their husbands, talk to their partners about what do I want apart from having a wonderful family.
I think there has also, speaking certainly from personal experience, been a shift there as well in recent years where it's become more acceptable for dads to be dads and be at home more, and that balance is definitely changing. In my case, it changed too much when I became a stay-at-home dad because my wife said there wasn't room for two mums in the house, but that's a story for another day going back 5 years. You've brought with you a plank of wood. I'm doing my magician's assistant bit here by confirming it is a plank of wood, which you're going to snap in half. Me, why are you going to do this, Lenka? I'll pass this over to you.
Well, this is one of the things that we do on during our courses and leadership experiences. Now, it's a plank of wood. I know, Nick, that you could break it with your strength. Okay, any strong person, if you use your strength, you can break through it.
I could break it just by looking at it with my inner
so
strength.
I'm not sure about that. When you show this to a group of women, including myself, and you tell them you're going to break it with your bare hands, believe me, you got plenty of scary faces.
I do believe you.
So this is not necessarily about, we're going to break through the block of wood. It's about breaking through something that is scary.
You've got two bricks on the floor. I'll let you go and set yourself up. I'm going to describe Lenka for you insofar as, Julie, she's a slender, slight...
Petite is the word I'm looking for.
and she's about to go and break a piece of wood. And I can understand the symbolism that you are literally breaking through the prejudices and the barriers that we all put up in front of
us. That's right. And it's how it makes you feel once you've done this. I remember the first time I did this and I was scared, and not much scares me. And I was scared of hurting myself. I was scared of not being able to do it and feeling inadequate. But the feeling you have is a bit like when you've been scared to get the dentist, then you come out afterwards and you feel superhuman. Once you've done it, you feel amazing.
I'll tell you what is scary. It's watching Lenka over there doing her breathing exercises and she's warming up. I'm just glad that I'm about 5 feet away from your right hand at the moment. Lenka, normally if I have music, I'll sort of count you in and say after you. So here we go. This is Lenka about...
I'm
going to describe this because she's literally leaning over this. It is a proper plank of wood. Off you go. Oof. Okay. That hurt.
No, actually it didn't.
No, it hurt me.
It can hurt. No, it didn't.
Come back. Bring me the wood over with you, please, Lenka. Just like I can confirm. Well, do you know, it's a great way of cutting. Make cabinets like that. Just it is impressive, and I can understand the symbolism of it. Julie, tell me briefly then what you're looking to achieve with this new business that you've created together.
We're running free courses to start with. We've got a course coming up at the weekend, actually, in Watford. Go to our website if you're interested to know about it and join in, and you will get an opportunity to do board breaking if you like. And we also do training on communication skills, how to talk to your partner. You keep bringing it up. How to have a better conversation with your other half or with your manager. How to get a rapport with people so that you can get what you want out of life and achieve those dreams.
What about, and I do try on this show to sort of cut through psychobabble, what about if certain of my listeners are listening in thinking this is all a load of psychobabble?
Yeah, fair enough. I don't think it is. I'm completely against that kind of thing as well. The experience I have is that it gives you an opportunity and it great positive environment to talk about what your fears are and work with other women to break through them, you know, literally in the case of the wood. So
the funny thing is, Lenka, that you're trying to remove stereotypes, you're trying to make your way ahead, and by setting up a business to do that, you're kind of living the actual, you're trying to break the stereotype by living
the
business.
Yes, but you see, let's make it clear, this is not about stripping bras and, you know, being feminist and saying women are better than men. Not at all, you know. But it's about women using all of their advantages they have and living more harmoniously and working more harmoniously with men.
I can reassure you, I don't think that myself or any of my listeners thought this was about stripping bras. Absolutely confirm that. So where can we find out more details of your events and the website? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
We've got a website at advantagewoman.com. All of the information is there.
Advantagewoman.com. Are you on Twitter and Facebook?
Yes indeed. Twitter, we're advantage_woman. and Facebook, facebook.com/advantagewoman.
And Alenka, am I right in saying you're looking for any ages, any professional situations or not? You've got a broad church here that you're welcoming
Absolutely.
People into.
Woman that in her head is saying, I want more, and it's time to do something about it.
Lenka and Julie, thank you very much for coming in. It's a first on my programme to come in and break a plank of wood, so it's quite impressive. I just see your hand. No, it's fine. It's not. No bruise. It's like that moment where someone gives you a really, really spicy piece of food and your self-pride kicks in and you don't want to show it's spicy, so you eat it and then they leave the room and then you just raw with you're not going to leave the studio and sort of look at your hand and
not
feel that
quite,
it's no.
No.
Well, listen, I wish you good luck with your business. It's very important for us here at the station to focus on new businesses and young businesses, and I hope it all goes very well for you. On the feisty scale, you're about a 9.5, both of you, so I would back you both to achieve exactly what you want.
Thank you so much.
And Julie, in your case, I hope you stay well and healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.